Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. The Ed Lover Morning Show, Jen BT. We are fresh off of vacation, and Jen is back. She almost lost it, but she's back with us now.
I did. I did my first family trip with two kiddos under the age of five to Michigan.
I've done it, Jen.
With nature, sand, dirt, bugs. I survived.
How was the car trip? Because usually that's the most horrendous part of the trip. When you have two little kids, like with Zion, Summer was small, the car trip was always the hard part.
I thought that would be the hard part, too. But you saw, I showed Ed my packing list, and he laughed. It was like a full page of stuff, and half of it was snacks.
Slim Jims, y'all. I'm not
I bought a whole supersized case of Slim Jims. Popcorn for days. I bought like the, you know, little popcorn bags.
Right.
So all it took was popcorn, Slim Jims, gum, peanut butter and jellies, juice boxes, and we got there.
She gave her kids high blood pressure so they could be quiet.
Yes, and a lot of iPhone time. I was like, here's my phone.
See,
you didn't have
the iPads.
There was no crying. I can't drive with crying, no. But it was only 90 minutes, so it really wasn't that bad.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, but yeah, the kids, nice. So we did sand dunes, right? Uh-huh. I literally was holding a 30-pound toddler in my hand, climbing sand dunes. I had a four-year-old crying, saying, I don't like sand, oh my God. But we finally got to, the coast of Michigan. It was just nothing but coast, no beaches, just coast and lake for days. So it was worth it. But, oh my gosh, I told you, I was like, this was trying on my relationship.
Absolutely.
But we got through it, and we came out better people.
That's why the next time y'all plan a family vacation, go to a resort where they have a kids club, and they take care of the kids at 10:45 at night. That's every day.
I don't know how people do Disney World. I really don't.
Oh, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to do that
next. Oh, absolutely. Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I'm ready for Mickey.
Mickey Mouse has gotten a piece of every American that has a child's money. Every one of them. You have to do Disney.
Okay, I'm going to do that. But if anyone needs snack
tips, do the resort those, because then you can get rid of the kids.
Okay, yeah, and there's pools and stuff.
Have some sexy time with your husband.
Hey, so, yes, yeah, I'm
going to do that. After that trip, for sure. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, man. Coming up, three random facts, three facts you may or may not care about. Jen told me that I need to dedicate it to who, the Alligator Man?
Bob the Alligator Man.
It's always a guy named Bob.
Alligator Bob.
The Alligator Man. Alligator Bob. That's coming up, y'all.